Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Fifth Dimensional Living with your host, Diane Bachberger. Diane has been given message from the fifth dimension and higher to bring greater peace and understanding to the lives of others. She lives and experiences these higher dimensions to help our world come into balance and to raise to a higher vibration of love. You can find more information on Diane on Facebook at www.facebook.com/dbachberger1 as she shares great wisdom with the world. Let's welcome your host of Fifth Dimensional Living, Diane Bachberger.
Hello everyone, this is Diane Bachberger and welcome to Fifth Dimensional Living. What propels a civilization to the next step? Join me over the next hour as we voyage into the fifth dimension and beyond. The inner journey we talk so much about on fifth dimensional living is very important right now because what we change inside of us reflects in our outer environment and how we manifest and create. If we get into those higher frequencies that take us into the now and beyond and to the fifth dimension, we can actually really change and make this more of a wonderful, magical place. And that's what fifth dimensional living is all about and all the shows on Earth Angels Radio. So today's Wednesday, May the 9th, 2012. And I'd like to talk a little bit about Earth Angels Radio. Carol Guy started Earth Angel Radio in 2007, and it's really expanded. So it's called Earth Angels Radio right now on Blog Talk, but it's also streaming on IPM Nation, which is Impact Player Music Nation. So to find more about Earth Angels Radio, please go to www.earthangelsradio.com to find out about the many shows that we have on this network that will help you with your inner journey and to creating a new reality for yourself and come back into that magic. And Earth Angels Radio is your voice. So it's here for everyone and anyone who wants to partake of it. And also, please go to www.ipmnation.com and nations, NATION.com. And all our shows are streaming live on Impact Player Music Nation. And there are many other radio shows. Earth Angels Radio is doing really well. And if you would like to make a donation to us furthering your inner journey, please go to www.earthangelsradio.com and there's a place that you can click on to and make a donation. So, you know, it's really important right now for us to continue. And it's really nice when you show your support and we really appreciate it. So, we're streaming live on these many shows, but they're also archived. So, you know, check that out also. And we have two shows on the weekend, one on Saturday and one on Sunday. And there are 10 shows right now during the week. There's two shows every day from Monday to Friday. So, you know, you're covered all week long. And that's good to know. Today, I have so many things to talk about and getting messages about the forest and how important the forest is. You know, I've been talking a lot about polar ice caps and nature, and I talk a lot about the animals and how they relate to us. Also, plant life is really important to the planet. The forests are, you know, the lungs of the earth, and they do a lot of clearing. Right now, humanity is doing a lot of clearing. It's a very intense time. You know, it's a rebuilding and clearing and expanding time to go into the new creation that humanity is creating for themselves, because humanity is going into the fifth dimension. And the Earth is already there, so humanity is just catching up. So whatever happens in the macrocosm happens in the microcosm. So, you know, right now, too, you've heard about the inner Earth. Things are really changing there, and there's a lot of rebirth and a lot of things that are... like the Ascended Masters are gathering there. And I was on Carol's show, I think almost 2 weeks ago, and we were talking about Ascended Masters and the different ones that we were seeing. And, you know, Saint Germain and Adama are the masters mainly that I've been seeing lately and doing a lot of clearing work with. And the animals that I saw this morning, actually, was a dove, the meadowlark, and I saw a dragonfly and some butterflies. And, you know, this time, this energy time that's really shifting for humanity, all that energy is here to go into the fifth dimension and beyond. And it is here. Humanity just has to awaken and be aware of it. So, you know, this really intense time is what I'm going to try to focus on today. So if you know, later on after I finish talking a little bit, if you have any questions, please phone 646-200-4169, and I'd be happy to talk to you. Also, Children of the Pathway, and we talk a lot about magic and creation and, you know, manifesting and those sorts of things. But being in a state of a childlike innocence, it helps us keep... you know, that magical part of ourselves, and that's important to manifesting. And it was really cute this morning when I was outside, the little boy that comes to visit next door, he's a diamond child, which, you know, is an ascended master. In this reality, they're here to help guide us and help humanity grow. Anyway, he's really a sweet child, and he gave me a little dandelion, and I'm looking at it right now. And, you know, dandelions have so many little parts to them. They're really high frequency, and they grow very quickly. And, you know, so there's really good energy out there this morning. So, you know, the things that I, visions that I've been seeing, too, it has to do with flowers and morning glories and all that, you know, really... fun stuff, and I've been getting songs that have to do with mourning. And, you know, also, you know, this focusing on the, a little bit on dream time and the messages I've been getting about that is releasing humanity, and it's time that they have to grow and expand. And, you know, they've been... relying on their masters or, you know, their guides and things like that. But right now, in order for them to connect to source and go into the higher frequencies, they have to kind of be doing it on their own. And, you know, these little children, a lot of them, like getting back to the little boy, a lot of them aren't talking, like they're 2 and 3 years old. But it's not that they don't understand and they can't talk. It's just because they're communicating telepathically and they can't understand us. So, you know, I've had about 3 or 4 people talking about these children and how they're not talking. But it's, you know, they will on their own time. It's just right now they really don't need to. Also, a lot of what's going on about light workers and... a lot of light workers think they're expanding, and, you know, some of them have. But also, they're focusing too much on expanding and wanting it so bad and feeling they're not expanding, that they're actually pushing it out of their way. So I wanted to bring that to people's attention. So just let it happen. So, it, you know, like humanity right now is going through a really intense period of time. And it's just, you know, a time to sit back and kind of let that clearing happen. And, you know, just not to be too hung up on it. because it's a situation that is happening, and humanity is becoming more into the higher realms. The male and female energy and the distortion, I also wanted to talk a little bit about that today. And this energy is kind of a sneaky energy. The female energy pretending to be the North American energy, to be the male energy, and, you know, the intense wars and all that type of distorted energy is actually related to the superimposed feminine energy instead of the male. So I've been getting a lot of messages about that. In the Canadian rainforest, you know, there's rainforests all over the world. It holds the male energy. And right now, a lot of that forest, you know, even though they say they're going to replace it, there's some distortion happening with that, especially in Quebec, because they're going to submerge a lot of the rainforest to expand, you know, the hydro system. And some of the native people and other people have been protesting about that. And I talked about it, I think, a couple of weeks ago, about how 90 people were arrested just for voicing their opinion. So, you know, I really appreciate the effort that they've done and things like that. It's just too bad that that happened. And, you know, I want to talk, you know, like I said before, about the rainforest and the growth of the rainforest and supporting the rainforest. So anything that I can buy and that supports, you know, keeping the rainforest and helping it is really important right now, and I've been doing that. And let's just see. I've been getting a lot of visions about morning glories and trumpeting, and so I'd like to talk a little bit about that. It's 11:11, by the way. So there's a story by Oasis, a song lyrics. All your dreams are made when you change to a mirror and a razor blade. And today is the day that all the world should see another sunny afternoon. So, you know, don't be chained to the material world and get yourself down about it, because, you know, people, that's when people start taking drugs and being self-destructive. And walking to the sound of my favorite tune, Tomorrow Never Knows What It Does Know Too Soon. So focus in the now. Thinking about tomorrow and worrying about it isn't a good thing. Need a little time to wake up. Need a little time to wake up. Wake up. Need a little time to wake up. So humanity right now, even though they have a lot going on and going through, releasing a lot of the pain body and going through some intense things, you know, it's time that they also should be waking up, and many of them are. You know you should, so I guess you might as well. What's the story, morning glory? Well, you need a little time to wake up. Well, what's the story, morning glory? We need a little time to wake up. So, you know, people right now, some people are a little sleepyheads, and they're taking a little bit more time to wake up. And all your dreams are made when you're chained to the mirror and a razor blade. And so, you know, that verse repeats, today's the day all the world should see another Sunday afternoon, walking to the sound of my favorite tune. So, you know, it's you know, basically, you know, morning glories are almost like horns. They're trumpeting in a new age, and things are changing. And, you know, there's meanings to different flowers. You know, we've been talking a lot about animals, so now I'm going to talk a little bit about flowers. And the morning glory represents affection and departure, and it can mean a lot, many other things, too. And I was just trying to see to have a dream in the morning, and I have a lot of dreams in the morning, suggests that fortune and pleasure are within reach. It also denotes new beginnings, renewal, an awakening, or starting over. Alternately, the dream may also be a pun on mourning. Are you grieving over something or someone in particular? The morning is cloudy, then it signifies an important situation that will burden you for a while. So if you're seeing like cloudiness, but if you're seeing really sunniness, that's actually a good thing. So I was seeing a really bright morning today, and to see a morning glory in your dream symbolizes a bright, fresh start to your day. It's a new day and a new beginning, and I've been seeing that a lot. So, it's trumpeting in the new era, the new day, the newness, the change in humanity, especially over the last week. And, you know, when I've been going into the forest and walking, I've actually been seeing, I think it's because I've done a lot of clearing myself. I'm seeing things and beings in a very clear way, you know, in a very real way. And they've been saying to me that they're worried about humanity. And I'm trying to, you know, tell them that don't worry, it's just a really rough time for them. And, you know, they can feel it and see it. They're also concerned about, you know, the forest being destroyed because a lot of beings that exist in the forest, you know, think that if it's gone, then they won't be able to exist anymore. So it's really important for us to maintain that forest. And the forest is, you know, the lungs of the earth. And so just be aware of that. You know, if we destroy the forest, we're actually destroying a part of the earth that's connected to humanity and the lungs. And humanity right now needs lungs to breathe. So, you know, that's a very, very important thing right now. Anyway, I was going to talk a little bit more about the morning glory. The morning glory is actually, and I didn't quite realize it until I read about it a few years ago, that it's actually a psychedelic, and people have used it to bring visions. I have visions on my own, and I wouldn't recommend people doing it. And it symbolizes Neptune, water, masculine. So it's got that masculine energy, happiness, peace, visions. Place under your pillow to stop nightmares and induce beneficial psychic dreams. So, I mean, you know, it's really toxic. But, you know, you can, if you have some morning glory, place it under your pillow to see if that makes a difference, especially if you've been having bad dreams. It's supposed to help with that. And, you know, like I was saying, I was getting a lot of these things about morning. And I think I've talked about this song before, but it's a song by Cat Stevens, Morning Has Broken, Like the First Morning. Blackbird Has Spoken, Like the First Bird. Praise for the singing, praise for the morning. Praise for the springing, fresh from the word. Sweep the rain's new fall, sunlit from heaven, like the first dewfall on the first grass. Praise for the sweetness of the wet garden, sprung in the completeness where his feet pass. Mine is the sunlight, mine is the morning, born of the one light. Eden saw play. Praise with elation, praise every morning, God's recreation of a new day. So, you know, morning's like the birth and renewal, like humanity is going through right now. And that song is so pretty, and the words, and the birds, you know, like the dove, first thing in the morning, the cooing of the dove. You know, they tend to make more noise at, you know, dawn and dusk. So really, it's really a beautiful time with the dews out, you know, the animals and the birds are stirring, you know, the animals that are day animals anyway. So, you know, I'd like to read a little bit about From Animals Speak, the spirit and magical powers of the creatures great and small. And, you know, I've talked a lot about birds being the magical part of humanity. You know, they fly, and there's a part of us that has been reflected, and we're taking that energy back again. So the keynote for the dove, and I was hearing a lot of doves this morning, is the feminine energies of peace, maternity, and prophecy. And these are the original feminine energies, not like the energies I was talking about at the beginning of the show. The dove has tremendous wealth of lore and legend surrounding it. Most of it centers around all traditional feminine mother symbols. In the Greek tradition, Aphrodite was born from an egg brooded by a dove. The oracles of Dodona and Alexander Sot were founded by the dove. To the Slavs, the soul would become a dove at birth. To the alchemist, it was a symbol of sublimation. To the Christians, a symbol of peace, while to early pagans, it was a symbol for the yoni, or the female sexual organs. And, you know, it has been associated with female sexuality and such goddesses as Astar and Isis. And it's in the embodiment and the maternal instinct also. And the Adef has been given to oracles and prophets. The prophet sent to Nineveh as God's messenger was called Jonah or the Dove. So to the Indians in North America, for some of them, it's also honored. And its feathers were often worn and used in prayer sticks. And the mournful song of the Dove is considered an invocation to water and an initiation to men, and also to where water could be found. So, you know, there comes the symbol for maternal and the connection to water again. So its song would signify water holes or springs. And, you know, I live about a 10-minute walk from a lake, and I have a lot of birds that live nearby, all sorts of birds. But, you know, this dove, or a bunch of doves, really are around me. So it speaks to all that hear it. Its mournful tones stir the emotions in internal waters. And, you know, it's really nice to be up in the morning, like I said before, when you hear this making their morning song. And it's very sweet. So, you know, the dove is a smaller copy of the now extinct passenger pigeon. So if you do have it as your totem, you know, take a look at the qualities of the passenger pigeon also. And the dove is a ground feeder. It's reflective of keeping contact with the Mother Earth. And, you know, I'm talking about the Mother Earth today and the expansion of the earth and the forest, the lungs of the earth. You know, its diet is mostly seeds, but it'll eat stones, and that helps with digestion. You know, it goes into the gizzards, and it helps them. And so if you have a dove as totem, you will find it beneficial to have a lot of bulk in your diet, and it will aid digestion and the creative process. So doves usually have two eggs, and two is a traditional number for the feminine creative energies. And creativity is expanding around you when you hear the dove. So, you know, studying numerology is applied to doves will add even more insight to you. And, you know, its song is its most distinctive characteristic. The voice of the dove is the rain song. You know, out of its mourning, it invokes new waters of life. And that's what humanity is experiencing right now, an expansion and the new waters of life and rebirth and rebuilding into, you know, the new. So the Earth is a female planet, and this should remind us that creation and new birth is available to all of us upon it. The morning dove also helps us remember that. So when you hear the dove, think about the Earth and the Earth calling to you and letting you know, it's time. It's time to wake up, and it's time to expand and, you know, create that reality that makes things balanced and peaceful and full of love into the fifth dimension. You know, we talk so much about what the fifth dimension involves, you know, the heart consciousness expanding and living with emotions that aren't extreme and, you know, focusing on love. And fear and pain and all those other things, you know, start to disappear when you're up in those higher frequencies. So it's really important right now for humanity to focus on those higher frequencies and, you know, it will really help you to open and expand and see, you know, about love and life. And connection with the earth is very important, and focusing in the now. Because when you focus in the now, you don't think of the past and present, and you release a lot of that karmic energy. So humanity is doing that right now, too. So dragonfly and damselfly, the power of light. And right now, humanity is expanding and taking in more light. And they're releasing some of that dark energy they took in. And it's just because to go into the higher frequencies, there's more light involved. And so humanity is going out of frequency into to more light. They're very ancient dragonflies and damselflies, and they've been around for over 180 million years. And I was talking last week about the crane and how important the crane is to humanity, but dragonfly's been around for so many years, so they're really a reflection of some really powerful energy of humanity. And they have a, you know, jewel-like coloring. The bright colors take time to develop and reflecting the idea with maturity of our own true colors. So as humanity develops and expands and takes in their light, you know, white light has so many colors of the rainbow. And that maturity and that expansion and those different colors is part of this dragonfly medicine that which humanity is really taking on right now. Anyway, so I won't focus so much on the difference between the dragonfly and the damselfly. You know, they have different, their bodies are a little bit more different. The dragonflies are a little broader, and the damselflies are more slender. You know, some of them hold their wings in at rest, and some of them hold their wings out like a glider. And the dragonflies are the ones that hold them up like a glider. And, you know, they're known for their amazing aerial feats. And it's amazing how light itself can be moved and directed. They twist, turn, change direction instant, hover, move up and down, even fly backwards. So dragonflies are holding that light, and it's important to get in those high frequencies and take that light in yourself because it helps with the magic. And, you know, they can fly up to speeds of 30 miles an hour, and they can spot things very far away. I think it's up to about... well, quite a few feet away, 40 feet away. And, you know, they inhabit two realms, which is amazing, water and air. And I'm talking, you know, about water today, but I'm also talking about air with the trees and the lungs of the earth. So the dragonflies are very important, you know, to this lungs of the earth and, you know, the feminine energy. And, you know, they spend their early life as a nymph, and they live within the water. And as they mature, they go through their metamorphosis and move into the realm of the air. So it's not unusual to find individuals with dragonfly totems to be very emotional and passionate in the early years, but as they get older, they learn to balance it. So that's part of that expansion and that tempering of emotion when we balance things and we get into the higher realms. So sometimes it can indicate that the emotions have gotten shut down because of emotional issues in early life. And it's important to acknowledge that and look at those things and release them, because this is a really big releasing time now. So, the dragonflies are found near water, and I get a lot of them around my place because I do live quite near water. So if one has showed up in your life, you need some fresh air in regard to anything emotional. You need to gain a new perspective or make a change. It may even indicate that you're neglecting your emotions. So if you see a dragonfly today, think about what emotions you're holding inside and look at them and see them from an outside perspective and acknowledge them and feel that emotion and release it. You know, so that's important. The dragonflies are very territorial. They lay their eggs within their territory near the water. So, you know, this... is a two-year period. So if you have this totem, there may be periods of time, like 2 years, for what you have in mind to reach its accumulation. So it's a two-year period of transformation. And I see humanity going through this right now. So what happens over the next, I guess, about a year and a half, because they've already been, you know, feeling this energy, things are really going to change, and there's going to be a big maturation period. And humanity right now has to feel these emotions and acknowledge and awaken and mature and do things on their own. They can't rely on other people. You know, I know some people call in the show and they want to know what's going on in their life, but if you get into those higher frequencies and open yourself up to this energy, you will connect to Source and you will get your answers. So, you know, you won't have to go through people that are in those higher frequencies. So I think that's pretty exciting for humanity. Dragonflies have two pairs of wings, but if they need, they can fly with one. Their eyes are kept clean with special combs on their legs by washing their eyes with water drops collected in the mouth. And, you know, their main predators are frogs and birds. And I was talking about birds today. And particularly the frogs should be studied by those with this totem. So if you have the dragonfly as your totem, it's important that you also study frogs. And I saw a frog the other day, and he, you know, well, the frog was dead. So I know that it's a metamorphosis because frogs are in the water, then they come out of the water. They're kind of the type of creature that's in the water and out of the water too. And becoming something winged and flying, becoming magical. So, you know, being that frogs eat dragonflies, just be aware that energy can transform. You know, there's an overlapping of the energy. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. So, you know, go to Animal Speak by Ted Andrews. Get the book or take it out of the library. And look up about frogs. And, you know, they're only out during the day. Like I said, they're, you know, summer is the most powerful times. They need the warmth and the light of the sun. So, as I was saying before, humanity is opening up to this light. And it's important with people with this totem to be out in the sun. A lot of people are so worried about the sun. But there's times that we can go out in the sun and it's actually very healing. And the vitamin D is really important, you know, for the body. So it's beneficial for restoring and changing health conditions for people with this totem. If you're always in the house all the time, that's not a good thing, you know, especially if you have this totem. So although some have color pigments in their skin, for most the colors are caused almost the same way rainbows are. Structures in their shells scatter and reflect the light, making them look iridescent, green and blue. As they age, they may pass through different color changes. And, you know, if you know, when we change, they call this expansion going through the color change. So their ability to reflect and refract light and color, it has to be associated with many forms of magic and mysticism. People in ancient cultures thought this was very magical. So, you know, this color magic is an illusion. And, you know, it's part of the 3D reality, so be aware of that. But there are also higher realm beings that can go in and out. And, you know, they talk a lot about dragonflies and fairy realms. And dragonflies and damsels are also depicted in Japanese paintings and representing new light and joy. To some Native Americans, they represent the souls of the dead. Some stories speak of the time when they used to be real dragons. Often we assume that dragons have to be gigantic beasts breathing fire, but the fantastic creatures of the fairy realm also come in many shapes and sizes. So I was saying before, it's, you know, associated with these fairy realms. And a lot of the fairy realms, you know, there's a blurring of realities in some of the forests, and the trees are keepers of the higher realms. And this weekend, I went to this forest, and there was a glen and a lot of water at the bottom of this glen. It was really flowing fast. But prior to going into the glen, there's all these huge trees, and they're keepers of the glen and the energy of the fairy world. And I actually got to see some of the amazing creatures of this world. And, you know, they were expressing to me being frustrated with the changes and worried about humanity. And like I said at the beginning, can they change? Will they be able to change? And, you know, the thing to do is to focus that humanity is very capable and will change. And, you know, to go into a plant's space, should always ask permission. And, you know, when I talk about the animals and when you go out with the animals, always ask their permission and leave them gifts. So it's important, you know, because the trees are the light, and they release oxygen, and they're the lungs of the earth. So the dragonfly is very much associated with the fairy world and the trees. You know, and dragonflies remind us we are light and we can reflect their light in powerful ways. So humanity, seeing themselves as a light and expanding and being creative and using that force within your light and creating in nature and becoming part of the forest and the earth is really, really important right now to help you with that shift. You know, a friend of mine called me today and she's concerned about her brother. And he is going through some intense times with some stress. And But also besides that, this intense rebuilding and clearing period on top of it. And he thought that by going in water, it would help, you know, maybe he had a muscle cramp or something. It would open him up to this. But actually, by going in the water, it's what helps clear us. And, you know, tears clear energy, and water clears energy. So, you know, these dragonflies and the trees are around water, and trees absorb water. So, you know, every little intricate balance of the earth is just incredible. So it's important that we you know, get into those high frequencies, concentrate on the now, and, you know, look at, you know, the beings around us, and know that, you know, we're not the only beings here right now. There's a lot more to this planet than just materialistic distortion, and, you know, using resources in the earth and those sorts of things. You know, the ascended masters and the people of the inner earth have been very leery of humanity for a long time, since that fallen consciousness and that overlay with the distorted male and feminine energy that have separated, and the polarity and duality. And, you know, the ascended masters have gone there now and are helping them expand themselves. And they're coming to humanity, too. And it's important for humanity, if you, all of a sudden you have things open up to you and you start seeing things, like when you're in the woods, you start seeing creatures or beings or animals doing things. They're trying to give you a message and to help you awaken. So be very focused on that right now. And, you know, somebody, I think a friend of mine's daughter was in the woods, and this squirrel came up to her and just about jumped on her lap, and it freaked her out. But, you know, these animals are trying to, you know, give us messages, and they're feeling the energy, and they're actually, in some ways, some of them are trying to console us or asking for help sometimes. I know that I was on Carol's show helping out on Monday, and there was this lady that was becoming more aware of people around her, you know, animals around her. I sometimes call animals as people. And the animal was actually wanting to, her to help him, and was, you know, trying to get her to see that a hole that he was putting food into was being blocked. But at the same time, she was also seeing something in herself that was blocked, and she was able to open up that energy. So if anybody would like to call in and ask any questions, you know, I have a lot more to share. But so the number again is 646-200-4169. And, you know, these morning glories that I've been seeing in visions, I think that they're symbolizing the awakening of humanity, but also a time that is really intense. Because, you know, as these morning glories were poking up and moving around in this vision, there was also horns coming up and trumpeting in a new age. And, you know, very, very intense energy right now. About a week ago, it really started to happen. And last weekend, a lot of humanity was really irritable. And it's just because they weren't aware of what was going on. And, you know, it's all I can say is just keep in those higher frequencies and don't let energy pull you down, energy of people that are in the lower intense energies, because, you know, it's sort of, they're sort of getting a rough wake-up call. And by you keeping it in your higher energy and frequencies, and more of us that do that, it's going to be a lot easier, you know, for humanity right now. Let me talk a little bit about some dreams that I've been having. I had this really other kind of strange dream, and I understand what it means. In the dream, I was walking with different women, and they were very critical of me. Everything I wore, there was something wrong with, and I was getting, you know, messages about this energy hiding in the male energy, and you know, the like I was talking at the beginning of the show, this distorted male energy has actually had part of this distorted feminine energy in it. And, you know, a lot of people have been trying to, you know, clear this male energy and balance it. But it's actually the feminine energy. And, you know, it has to do with, you know, all the things that I talk about that represent feminine energy. You know, in this distorted reality, it manifests in those different things. You know, so when I talk about, you know, the dove being a feminine energy, when we hear that, the dove, it's reminding us that there's something that needs to be balanced. So the fact that I've been, you know, having that those type of dreams, and that humanity has been kind of clinging to trying to reach out to these higher realms but haven't quite been able to because they haven't been awakened, and they've been kind of clingy. And the thing is to be like a child but not to have that clingy energy, that lower kind of energy. So I had this dream that this man was behind me, and the lady was in front of me, and she was being very critical of me. And then all of a sudden, he was quite tall, and he had these really hairy arms. And he put his arms right around me, so I couldn't even see. And I was, like, totally cocooned. And I got that humanity is being cocooned, but it's now time to break out of that cocoon and go into a higher consciousness. So, you know, when a caterpillar goes into a cocoon, it comes out of the cocoon, and there's this period that's, you know, happening for humanity. And, you know, it's time to bust out of this cocoon. And, you know, the earth has been really releasing lately. And, you know, it's the earth's in fifth dimension, but it's also taking higher realm energy right now. So it's bursting through and releasing. And so I was getting that, you know, that dream about humanity being in that cocoon. And then about a week ago, I was getting dreams about poutine and about male and female energy mixing, but it was a real mess. And, you know, it was, you know, how if nobody knows what poutine is, it's like French fried potatoes, gravy, and, you know, what do you call those? Hunks of cheese, cheese curds. So I was seeing the distortion of this energy, and I was getting messages about the female energy. This little girl in my dream was beaten up, and they were trying to blame it on the father, and the mother wasn't there, but I saw that it was actually the mother that was hurting the child. And so this aggressive energy is actually the distorted feminine energy. So humanity right now, because they've been doing a lot of clearing and stuff, have been feeling pain in their backs, and some of them on the right side, because they're clearing that, some of that, and bringing forth that original male energy, but also they're clearing out that feminine energy that's sort of attached, and balancing the energy right now. So if you want to clear yourself and kind of take away and go through that energy quicker, it's accelerated by being in water. So, you know, if you take a lot of baths and you want to slow down the acceleration, it's getting to be too much for you, don't be taking a lot of baths. But if you want to help speed the energy up a little bit, that will help with it. Because some people right now are kind of stuck. And just keeping yourself in those high frequency, going out in nature, looking about what's going on around you, what numbers are you seeing? Are you getting messages from angelic beings? You know, what are signs? Like if you look up and see a sign, what is that sign saying to you? You know, if a sign's saying overload, do you have too much on you right now? You can ask to have some of it taken away. So, you know, humanity is going through this awakening period. And, you know, the morning glory symbolizes a fresh start. And, you know, right now, a lot of this rainforest, like I was talking about, is, you know, going and being taken away from, and it's not a good thing right now. So it's almost like we're destroying a part of ourselves by getting rid of the forest, and you know the beings in the forest are worried about it, and you know that's the original male energy that's being destroyed, especially in North America. And, you know, that's the original magical energy and the childlike energy, that, you know, young boy energy. And, you know, a lot of these little boys right now that are around 2 years old are being very quiet right now. And very soon they'll be coming forth and releasing that energy. So, you know, in Siberia and Northern Europe, there's things going on there and many magical things going on there. And yeah, I'm sure that, you know, the forest is being taken too. But right now it's mainly happening in North and South America. And, you know, I buy these hair products, and I don't, you know, I'm not sure if I'm supposed to be saying it on the, anyway. It's, you know, it's from a product called Ojan, and it's a berry from the rainforest. And, you know, there's other types of things that are really beneficial to humanity in the forest, and they grow on these trees. So, you know, many things are being lost, and many parts of humanity, that an extension of humanity, because all plants and flowers and birds and anything on the earth are all parts of us. So, you know, when we get into these high frequencies, and we clear a lot of that energy, it's, you know, inside of ourselves, we become powerful manifestors, and we can, you know, we have that heaven here, and we're just rebuilding and reconfiguring it right now. But more and more humanity is going to be doing that and using that energy, and you know, the just to be aware that the distorted feminine energy pretending to be the male energy, and the one that's really causing the wars and things. So, you know, this male energy in North America is hasn't really been verbalizing itself. And also that there's other male energy, that distorted male energy is kind of taking over. So it's really important right now for humanity to allow that male energy that has been hidden and needs to speak and break forward, to bring it forth right now. So, you know, I just wanted to bring a lot of those ideas forth. And I notice now that somebody is wanting to speak on, and I think I know who it is, but I will press on it. Fifth Dimensional Living Diane Buckberger speaking. Hello.
Hi, this is Lanice.
I thought it was you.
Oh, you remember me.
Yeah, you're the lady that called on Carol's show about Little Bird, and you've called a few times?
Little Birds?
No. So what's
however,
up, lady?
However, I think I did hear that show, and a bird, I was sitting in my car, and a bird did land right on the windshield. I thought that was unusual. I was thinking,
I've seen bird around just so. So what did the bird do?
He sat there a minute and he flew away, but what was unusual is that I was sitting in my car and he came to the car. You know, they don't usually do that.
Yeah. Well, a lot of animals are actually coming up to people now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people are getting freaked out by it.
Yeah, I did for a minute, but somewhere, I don't know if it was this show, but I did hear about somebody talking about birds, and soon after it did actually happen to me, and I thought about it, and then I thought about, well, what does that mean? You know, what kind of sign or message? And also, I'm particularly calling because I've been seeing 333. What does that mean? Or do you get anything on that?
Well, it means different things to different people, but it means that some type of gateway is opening up for you. It's an angelic message.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? What were you thinking or seeing or experiencing when you were having, you seeing 333?
Well, I wake up during, well, I saw it during the daytime. I think it was yesterday. And I know I've been having a lot of worry, fear, and anxiety and stress. But
yeah.
My thinking, so I don't know.
Well, it's an angelic message. It's a higher level. It means that you're getting into the higher frequencies. That's what I'm seeing for you.
Maybe that's what's going on with me because I'm just kind of shaking. I got an increased heart rate and everything's different.
Okay. Yeah. Were you talking about your heart rate on the show one time? You had some tests done. I'm trying to remember everything that everybody calls about. Yeah, you know, it's happening for a lot of people with expansion. You know, the upper heart chakra opens. It's just below that little knot in the, you know, the clavicle. And it's between the heart chakra and that part of the neck. And so, you know, it just means that you're opening up. And sometimes people have a bit of chest pain, so it's good to check it out. But
I did check it out, but what was happening was I'm really afraid of doctors. I've got this thing. So whenever they would come near me to check my pulse and all that, my heart starts racing, and then it caused my blood pressure to go up a little bit.
Yeah.
And then I found out later that if I check it until the anxiety goes away, the blood pressure is normal. But my heart rate's still up, but they don't know why.
Well, I think I said to you that you may have seen an angelic being when you were not awakened, and the memory is so intense for you that when you see white, it does that. It may not have anything to do with doctors at all.
Mm-hmm.
But, it means that the angels want to reach out to you and the ascended masters. You know,
I afraid? It's like I'm afraid of it because it's almost like at first I was afraid of my dreams, and now it's like I keep waking myself up to check my heart, and I don't want to dream because whatever I dream, it wakes me up in this, you know, heart racing thing.
Yeah. Did you hear what I said on the show about the morning glory? They're saying to take the flower and put it under your pillow. It actually has a frequency that changes your dreams. And you can change your dreams. I had a dream the other day, and I knew what it meant. I was in an elevator with this guy. He looked like an angelic being, and I was putting my clothes on. And then and it started filling up with water, and I flipped the switch, and I got out of the dream. I thought, I don't want to be in those emotions. And it, you know, the emotional pull of humanity to the lower realms, right? And, you know, we don't have to have dreams like that. But it, you know, maybe some of the emotion, you know, you've got to sit back and look at what things really mean. And those angelic beings and ascended masters are reaching out to you right now. It's a gateway opening up.
Well, how do I be okay with it and not be afraid of it? I think I may be afraid.
Well, I talked a little bit about that last week about being in the now and not focusing on worrying about things. You know, getting in those high frequencies when you're in the now causes you to get out of fear mode.
Okay. If I can just remember to stay in the now.
Yeah, just to look at things around you and enjoy. You know, I was talking about the beating, enjoying the morning. You know, morning has broken, like the first morning. Look out and see the wonderment and everything. Like, look at little children, even older people. Flowers. You know, flowers have really high frequency. I know this sounds weird, but go pick a dandelion and hold it in your hand. Because they're really high frequency flowers. Everybody thinks, you know, they're weeds, right? but they're actually holding high frequency on the earth, pulling it down.
Okay, and the morning glory is a flower?
Well, the morning glory is a flower that flowers in the morning.
Okay.
But, it, you know, it can be different colors. It can be pink, blue, purple. You know, it's a very, it looks like a little trumpet. And, you know, you can buy the plants.
Do you think I could find it somewhere like Home Depot where in their little garden?
Yeah, just go. You know, sometimes they're hard to find, but, you know, I think even having the seeds, you can put them under your pillow if you can't find the flowers. They're just really high frequency, and they're heralding in the new age. So they hold high frequencies. I was getting, actually today and over the last 3 or 4 days, I've been getting a lot of visions with seeing them. So, and then, you know, a lot of very creative people in the 60s, you know, they were into LSD and all these mood-altering drugs, actually took the morning glory essence and the seeds and stuff like that. It's a hallucinogen, but it's toxic. But it actually gives you good visions. But so if you put it under your pillow, it affects your dream time.
Okay. I've stopped myself from dreaming. I'm not dreaming, period, now, or I'm not remembering.
That's actually, you're not remembering it, but it's actually to your benefit to see what you're dreaming about. You can control the higher, when you're in the higher frequencies, your dream time shifts. And you can actually look at your dream detached and actually be in the dream but be looking at the dream at the same time. Have you started to do that at all? I'm just looking at the time. I think there's somebody else that wants to call. But think about that and go back and listen to this show because it has a lot of important things to you. And know that, you know, these the angelic beings and the ascended masters are trying to help you right now. So, you know, just open up to it. Be in the now.
Okay,
I'm going to let you hang on, and I'm going to go see what this other person wants. Fifth Dimensional Living, Diane Buckberger speaking. Hello? Did you want to speak?
Hello?
Yep.
Hi, this is Eduardo. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hello there, and thank you. Thanks for taking
my
call.
Yeah, I don't have too much time. I only have a couple of minutes. Sorry, but...
Okay, great. I just wanted to get a general message, see if anything came through. My name is Eduardo.
You know, I don't really do those sorts of things on this show. It's more a show to help people open themselves to their own energy.
Okay.
So I'm not sure what you want. Like,
well, maybe I can ask you. You know, maybe, I don't know if because I saw some postings about animals in your.
Yeah, I'm seeing an angelic beings around you, but you want to know something about an animal?
Yeah, because this morning there was a dove, like a wild dove inside my house.
Well, yeah, that means you are very connected to family and love. That part is speaking out to you, that part of yourself. Now, if you've been going through an intense time, it's time to be quiet and go within yourself and think about family and time, quiet time and reflection time.
Okay, yeah, I guess that's a message. I felt that I was getting that message too, and I've been trying to do things and things start happening that either I feel bad or my neck started hurting or something, to just sit down.
Focus in the now. Go out in nature and let things come to you. Don't push things. It's really important right now. And I got about 50 seconds left, so I should go.
All right.
But,
thank you very much.
Okay. Bye-bye. Anyway, so join me back next week, Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time for Fifth Dimensional Living. And, you know, just be aware of things around you. The forest is the lungs of the earth, and, you know, why are we destroying it? And, you know, look at the animals. They're all an extension of humanity, and they're here to give us messages. And, you know, like the person that called in, you know, the bird is coming to them. and the other person, the dove. Animals are coming to humanity and are scaring them, but don't be afraid. They're just trying to give you a message and